Malcolm, over the past few weeks, India has been witness to a theatre of the absurd. An 83-year-old man suffering from Parkinson's disease has been asking for a sipper and a straw to be able to drink water in jail. Parkinson's disease is a debilitating disorder of the central nervous system. It can cause involuntary tremors or muscular spasms. As you can see, that's a video of Stan Swamy. It can cause muscular spasms, which makes carrying out even everyday actions, such as drinking liquids, difficult. But for a month now, his plea for a simple straw and a sipper, his painful pleas that he can't drink liquids without it, has made the rounds between jail authorities, the NIA, the courts. Stan Swamy was arrested by the NIA in Ranchi on the 8th of October. He's accused of being involved in a conspiracy to instigate caste violence in the Bhima Korega case. This is in the Bhima Korega village near Pune in 2018. These are serious charges. But still, as of now, they're only charges. They are yet to be proved. And so we're asking, is this justice or cruelty? And is it cruelty for the sake of cruelty? Is it time to relook India's prison laws? Where is our humanity? I want to start by just introducing three of our guests for now. We have Siddharth Luthra, former Additional Solicitor General of India. We'll have Deshratha Nigam, a political analyst and lawyer, and Prem Krishan Jain, the additional DGP, former additional DGP of Maharashtra, and currently also a member of the State Police Complaints Authority. So, Siddharth Luthra, to you first. You know, since the 16th century, Lady Justice has often been depicted wearing a blindfold. But the blindfold is supposed to represent impartiality, not inhumanity. Is this reasonable?
I must tell you that there are two aspects to this matter. The first is that whenever a person is put in jail custody, and I understand after his arrest he was sent to jail custody, there is to be a medical examination, and the lawyers are supposed to give the details of his medical condition and send it to jail. And on the medical examination, which takes place when a person enters custody, he or she is then supposed to be advised appropriate medical facilities or treatment as the case may be. Under the jail rules, it is logical and possible for a person who's got a medical condition to either be housed in the jail hospital or otherwise provided such medical treatment or facilities as you require. And therefore, this matter ought to have been resolved at the point when the gentleman entered jail. There should not have been an occasion for him to move an application. The application was moved, and for some reason, the court, rather than calling for a report from the jail, or sending it back with a direction to the jail that please act as per rules, get him medically examined, do it, they called for a response from the NIA. The NIA, once a person is lodged in jail, has no control. The control that is of the court. And the court is the one who is to ensure compliance with the jail manual or the prison rules, as the case may be. And that is what ought to have happened. So I find it, I think the manner in which it has proceeded, and perhaps even the manner in which the application was moved or a direction to NIA sought, is a little unnecessary. The relief and the result lay elsewhere, not by going to the NIA, because the NIA had no role in it at all. And I don't know why a notice was given. It was given after 20 days, or why the NIA took time. This was not relevant at all, because it's like this: if you have a medical condition, let's say you have fever, or you have a blood pressure, or you have a situation, or sugar, or diabetes, you are to take your medical records when sent to judicial custody from the court. Those records are produced to the jailers, and the medicine to be made available there and then, or you're allowed to carry your medicines.
Okay, so how did we even get here is what Siddharth Luthra is saying, which leads us to ask, is this a pursuit of justice? Is this a vendetta? Or is this just yet another Indian falling victim to the legal system? Prem Krishan Jain, Stan Swamy filed a request for a straw and a sipper on the 6th of November. The counsel for the NIA then sought time, as Mr. Siddharth there says, shouldn't even have gone to the NIA, but the counsel for the NIA sought time to consult investigators. 20 days later, the counsel informed the court that the agency never had the straw and sipper. Then Stan Swamy had to file a fresh application asking then, okay, give me any straw and sipper. Oh, and also winter clothes, right? That matter is now going to be heard on the 4th of December. So let me ask you, is this justice or is this a vendetta? Because it sounds like a bad Hindi movie script. The bad guys make you do the rounds of the court around and around. Who are the bad guys here? Are they the cops? Are they the jail authorities? Is it the court, like Siddharth Luthra says?
See, I would agree with Mr. Luthra when he said that once an accused has been produced in the court and he's sent to the jail, it is all between the jail and the judicial authorities. In this case, since he had made a request that his straw and sipper was seized by NIA, which I see no reason why the NIA should seize that sipper and his cup. So the entire complication arose because of that. The court asked for the NIA's opinion whether they had the sipper and cup in their possession or not. Whereas, as Mr. Luthra has very categorically and clearly stated, that this was a very simple matter. It could have been solved at the jail authorities level. They could have referred it to the doctor. The doctor could have said, yes, he cannot drink water. He cannot drink any liquid without this sipper. So provide one. Or otherwise, it could have been simply an order from the court that okay, provide him one. I mean, instead of asking for the remarks from NIA, etc., which was absolutely superfluous in this case, it should have proceeded in that manner. So I don't know. I would not call it vendetta as far as the police is concerned or the NIA is concerned. Because they had done their job, they arrested him, they put him before the court, and that was the end of the matter for them once he was sent to judicial custody. So okay. I don't know. I mean, I find it a systemic failure.
Somewhere there's a systemic failure. Who's going to be accountable for this? Mr. Luthra, let me ask you then. You have absolved the NIA. You're saying you don't understand why it shouldn't have gone to them in the first place. But then why did the council take 20 days to get back to say, look, we never took the straw and the sipper in the first place?
There are two parts to it. Whether an object was seized from Dr. Swami or Mr. Swami or not is one part on which a report seems to have been called, and this is what I've read in the papers, which seems to have been in newspapers, is the report that was called from the NIA. The NIA appears to have written back and said, well, we didn't seize anything. That is not relevant to the issue. Whether the NIA, even assuming the NIA had seized it or not seized it, that object is not, if it was seized, a seizure memo would have been made. Obviously, they say they don't have a seizure memo. They didn't seize it. That's not evidence in the case. That's not something which is going to be seized. The more pertinent issue is that if a person needs treatment, should the jail authorities not be sensitive to a person's medical needs? Because please understand, there is a distinction in law between police custody and judicial custody. Police custody means the person is housed in the NIA office.
Correct.
This is not NIA custody. This is judicial custody when the person is housed in jail. And that is the distinction. It's not a question of absolving the NIA. But the NIA is powerless to do anything in the jail, which is the responsibility of the honorable judge who's dealing with the matter. And more important, the responsibility of the jailer who should be sensitive to the medical situation, because people who are in jail are to be, as I said, examined when they enter. And then the moment they complain of a medical, just hold on. The moment they complain of a medical need or situation, it is the jail superintendent who has to ensure that the medical situation is catered to, because they are responsible for the safety of the prisoner and for the health of the prisoner. A jailer is bound by the rules in the jail manual and the prison act to take care and ensure that no medical harm or ill health happens to a person. Now, ill health can happen. It's not that it can't. But they have to take all preventive steps for a person who has a medical situation. And Parkinson's or Alzheimer's is a known medical condition. If that is a known medical condition and the medical records, what you really need to ask is, were the papers of his Alzheimer's and Parkinson's produced by his lawyers or by him when he was sent to judicial custody? If they were not, then it was to be tested at the time he went to jail, well, if feasible, because these are also complicated tests. But if they were produced, then clearly the jail has a responsibility, because if they had access to the medical records, there is no reason to run to the NIA for a sipper. They have to provide them all of this.
All right. Okay. So then, Mr. Prem Krishan Jain, you are a member of the State Police Complaints Authority. It is the police, it is the jail authorities over here who are responsible.
It is not the police. Police and jail authorities are different. And number one, I am an ex-member. My term got over in January 2020.
Okay.
But the authority only looked into complaints against police officers. And jail authorities are not police officers. They do not fall under the purview of the State Police Complaints Authority. So in this case, even if a complaint has to be made, it has to go to the Home Department or it has to go to the court. But as Mr. Luthra has pointed out, that this was a very simple matter, could have been sorted out both at the courts level and even at the jail level. As I said, a medical officer at the jail, there's a permanent medical officer.
All right.
He could have CIFA could have been provided to Mr. Stan.
Could have, would have, should have. In the end, somehow nothing happened. Akash Banerjee joins us. He's a political satirist. Akash, I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
I always keep saying this, that my job is always under threat. How can I ever make something like this? NDTV is having, of course, nobody else is even going to debate this, but NDTV is having a debate on whether a CIFA should have been provided to an old man suffering from Parkinson's. It doesn't get more bizarre than this.
You're asking, why hasn't it been?
You know, I'm not an expert, okay? As you can hear, the ping pong that was just being played. The NIA court says something. The NIA says that it's not our responsibility, it is the jail authority, blah, blah, blah. My fact is, you know, today you are sitting on a situation where the Press Council of India is advocating and telling, including publications and organizations like yourselves, do not publish foreign material that is written on India. Because what has happened is you've controlled everybody in India. Now, there is news coming from abroad, and you want to stop that as well. You know, this sort of stuff is getting to foreign countries. People are reporting about this. We continuously forget the fact that India is becoming a successive joke on successive days. I may not have a job because I can't do this sort of satire. That's absolutely okay. It's not even satire. It's dark comedy, actually. But the international community is watching you. It is a question of a CIFA. Maybe the government is trying to say that you become Atmanirbhar. Maybe by denying Stan Swamy a sipper, maybe his Parkinson's would be controlled because he will get back his motor controls. Besides that, beyond that, I'm not being able to understand why would somebody have to wait for 20 days after filing an application for a sipper. My simple point here is, and you can beat me black and blue and I may be trolled for it, even a Pakistani terrorist, had he been captured and if he had been in some sort of a medical condition approved by the court and wanted a CIFA, the CIFA should damn well be given to him, because this is not a question of jurisprudence. This is not a question of legality. It is not a question of ping pong. It is a question of basic humanity. And a CIFA is a CIFA is a CIFA. You cannot go around about it. So that's why I think the courts continuously come under this fire these days, is because they are losing the respectability. All the NIA court has to do is, whoever's responsibility is it, give the guy a sipper. But they did not.
Thanks so much. Akash, for that. Deshrath and Nigam, could you respond here? Where is our humanity? Asks Akash Banerjee. Let's take a look at that video again, please, of Stan Swamy. Look at how his hands shake. It's involuntary. How is a man supposed to drink water? Does an inmate not have a right to drink water with dignity?
No, you're absolutely right. Let me fill up the factual gaps, which probably nobody has pointed out. Today, the response of the jail authorities have come to the court and they said they have provided it from the first day itself. And not only the sipper and straw, but up our wheelchair and and two assistants have already been pointed. Then you have to see, all this must be a record of the jail authorities. So whom to believe and whom not to believe. And secondly, the entire complication arose because our application was moved by the Stan Swamy's counsel for NIA to return the sipper, which they denied and the application was rejected. Another very important fact is Stan Swamy was arrested on 8th October and it took a month's time till November 6th to move an application for sipper and straw. That's also quite strange. Why should a person who has such debilitating condition of Parkinson's disease wait for a month to move an application? So that's also quite an intriguing point. Yes, certainly it is between jail authorities and as my co-panelists have clearly pointed out, all these records must have been there. And if it was not there, it was a duty to be examined. Yes, humanity is perfectly paramount. But there are certain rules and procedures which have to be taken care of. The courts will only go into once the prayer is made. They can't go beyond the prayer. They go by the records. And the prayer was for the NIA to return it. So the complications arose, I don't know, as Mr. Luthra clearly pointed out, he was also intrigued as to why these unnecessary steps were taken in this case.
Hmm.
And the jail authorities on the other end saying they did it from the first day itself, they have provided everything, more than that. So you have to be very careful in, you know, jumping to conclusions. So there are various different kind of stands which are there.
So the rule book was followed is what you're saying, Mr. Nigam. But, you know, you are baffled by the fact that he took a month to raise this complaint. Similarly, Stan Swamy was also arrested 2 years after the Bhima Koregaon violence. Isn't that also baffling, sir? If I'm Jharkhand, he's supposed to have instigated something in Maharashtra without ever having been to... But I can't... Sorry, we can't get in... We're not talking about the merits of the case. We are talking about the fact that why is this old man denied a sipper? Whether he is guilty, innocent, that still has to be proved. Nandita Rao, please come in over here. You are part of many lawyers who wrote to the superintendent of the Taloja jail saying that you have to have humanity, even if a person's detention must be humane. Why have you written to the superintendent?
Court. And he's in judicial custody. And it was just too painful. One feels like, you know, in India, we're living in a Kafka novel that, you know, where is his sipper? When he was arrested, was his sipper taken by NIA? What was it taken by the jail authorities? Did his sipper get stolen? Has it disappeared? And then for 1 week, he's falling around in the general ward. And then suddenly, you know, when it comes in the newspapers, he's moved to the hospital. And then finally today, when the newspapers carried our letter saying, look, the jail manual says that if a person is in a particular medical condition, you have to provide him whatever he needs for a dignified stay. Because as per law, you can take away his liberty, but you cannot take away his health and his life. And, you know, this whole macabre drama that has gone on between the investigative agencies, the jail authorities and the NIA court leaves you feeling that we are less in danger from somebody like Stan Swamy, and our country is more in danger because of the mockery that the criminal justice system has turned into. And here, Sarah, I'd like to say, you know, there's a famous case in United Kingdom of Melita Norwood. She's known as the granny spy. She admitted that she had stolen nuclear bomb secrets and given them to the KGB. But the Crown prosecutor decided that because she was so old when this was unearthed, that they would not prosecute her. That is a healthy, robust democracy. Here, the prosecution is expected to be just a rubber stamp to the investigation. The investigation keeps on changing. First, this was being investigated by the Maharashtra police. The moment BJP was not in power, the NIA stepped in. And, you know, the prosecutor has no role. Do we really need this 83-year-old? See, Parkinson's is not just about hands and legs shaking. You become delusional. You get hallucinations. You are not all there mentally. So what exactly is the threat if he's not arrested and he's on bail? After all, these are only allegations.
Mr. Krishan, okay, Nandita, Mr. Krishan, quick response, please. I want to go across to the other panelists.
What I wanted to state here is that the panelists before me stated about the delay in making an application and, you know, trying to scandalize the whole thing. That may be a theory because these Maoist organizations have a tendency and have a history of blowing up scandals to embarrass the government. And this has been proved over a period of time. They've got 52 overground organizations which keep organizing agitations, which keep filing cases, whether they're true or false.
Okay, but as of now, let's not forget, he is still presumed innocent until proven guilty. Mr. Yashovardhan Azad, please come in here. Former special director of the IB, you've worked in Naxal areas. So now the charges against Sam is basically that, you know, he's an urban Naxal. Now the actor who spoke in support of farmers is now a Khalistani. We are always othering, making the person the other. But even the other has rights, or do they not, sir?
Of course they have rights. And I know about Stan Swamy because I come from Jharkhand. And he's done great work for tribal rights. And I think the first mistake which the NIA did was that even if they had something against him, after all, they seized his laptop, they seized his phone, etc., and records, there was no need to arrest him. He's 83-year-old, and with Parkinson's, you can submit the charge sheet even
in the middle of a COVID pandemic.
Please.
While protesting, farmers are told to stop protesting. Go ahead.
They could have presented the charge sheet without arresting. Number two, this whole debate seems to be infructuous. You know why? Because, first of all, the NIA says that they did not seize the zipper and the straw. And the jail authorities say that from the second day he was given these facilities. Maybe he wanted his original zipper or that straw. Thirdly, you know, when he's in the jail, he's under the jurisdiction of the prison authorities. And instead of all this bureaucracy and babugari, somebody should have applied to the prison superintendent. And it was incumbent upon him to provide all this. I don't think this kind of cruelty is exercised even by prison authorities. I'm shocked and surprised if this has been done. But first, it should be actually verified and, you know, found out whether this has actually happened or not. And if he didn't, then action should be taken. Because as rightly told by Mr. Luthra, he should have been medically examined. And if he was medically falling short on certain counts, that should have been either provided within the prison or he should have been sent to the hospital. So these are the issues which really, but I don't need why such a lot of bureaucracy went into the whole thing. So the accountability can be established in minutes in this case.
Well, I'm glad then that we have Sunil Gupta here. He's a former law officer. He's used to be spokesperson of Tihar Jail. Sunil Gupta, your book details how special benefits are made for certain prisoners. But forget about making an exception for Stan Swamy. What does the jail manual say about inmates who have special medical needs? We know prisoners have cigarettes, drugs, phones in jail. Why couldn't the jail authority just give Stan Swamy a zipper and a straw?
No, basically, you know, this is very fundamental requirement, and there is no necessity to take any medical advice. And jail superintendent might, on his own, should have provided this. And jail manual say that if someone require warm clothing, some special diet, or something else, It is the duty of jail superintendent to provide all these things to him. But unfortunately, why this paper and this why not straw was not provided? This is beyond any excuses, and this is mistake.
But Mr. Gupta, you know, some have raised a point that, you know, the jail manual is very strict. It has to be followed down to the T because there are instruments, you know, the inmates can commit suicide, they can harm themselves, harm others. Could a straw and zipper harm him?
No. It is unimaginable that these may be any instrument to cause harm to anybody. But the jail superintendent should have allowed this. And basically, I just want to say that when someone is under trial, maybe he is in the custody of the jail superintendent, but he is in judicial custody.
Yes.
And there was no need for the magistrate to give so much time to the NIA or to the jail authorities to say that you provide this. On the very first hearing, the court must have directed the jail superintendent to provide this. There was no need to issue a notice or taking so much of time. This is my view.
So, Mr. Yashavardhan Azad, then who will be held accountable? You have an 83-year-old man who is put in jail in his sunset years on charges right now. What if he's proven to be innocent? Or the charges are found unfounded?
The simple thing is to take the explanation of the prison authorities. As this man who has Parkinson, either you should have sent him to the hospital, and if not, if his basic requirement, why was it not met? There was no necessity to go to the court or to the world or to the Commonwealth or even United Nations. It's a very simple thing. You were in charge. You had the jurisdiction. He had the medical needs. You should have done something yourself or got it from wherever you. So he is the man to be held accountable.
Deshrat Nigam, every person is presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. That is a cardinal principle. It is recognized under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948. What is this man's crime? Even if he is guilty of these charges, if he is convicted, the punishment for a crime is a sentence, a jail time of so-and-so how many ever years, not custodial torture.
See, yes, yes. There's a larger question of, you know, reforms that I can, you know, agree with. But let me tell you, the stringent law of UAPA has been, you know, imposed on that person.
Yes.
And that is, it is required that the onus lies on the accused to prove himself innocent. So he is guilty till proven innocent. It's the other way around. Please understand, that's a fine distinction that is there in the under UAPA law. So it's not the other way around that you are saying. So that is a very different kind of a law.
That's, sir, I'm not sure of that. Maybe Nandita can correct it, say if it's true or not. But my point is, even if he is guilty or if he is innocent, why can he not be given a sipper?
Yes,
you
yes.
You are sentenced to jail. Yes. You are not sentenced to custodial torture.
Yes, exactly. You know, let me point out one thing. Today, the explanation of the police has come before the court that they did it from the second day itself. Not only straw and sipper, they provided two assistants, wheelchair and many other things. Therefore, that whether to believe that statement or not, it is for the courts to see. This is between the court. If the police is lying, they can be taken for task. And therefore, the explanation is already there before, and let us not presume anything at this stage. Why these complications? 1 month delay in moving it, then moving an application for the NIA to return it, then
right.
That is being rejected. Then again another application for providing is fresh, where the police is saying, the prison authorities are saying they provided it in the first instance itself.
Well, so his lawyers haven't confirmed that fact, but this case will now come up for hearing on the 4th of December. Thank you all for joining us. And as we say goodbye, let's remember, Stan Swamy is not the only under trial in the Bhima Koregaon case with a serious medical condition. We have the Telugu poet Varavara Rao's health is also critical. And tonight, as we leave you, let's spare a thought for the lakhs of under trials who are languishing in jail awaiting just a hearing of their case. Remember, 70% of prisoners in India are under trials. Thank you all for joining us on We the People tonight. Bye-bye.